It's that time of year again, and yes, in the Ukrainian world, Christmas, and that includes exchanging Christmas greetings and singing Christmas carols, doesn't start officially until Christmas Eve. But in a few minutes, we're going to be chatting with Andriana Gnap. Now, who is Andriana? Well, if you're not familiar with the name, she is a charming Ukrainian-American singer who released a gorgeous Christmas CD called Chudesna Zirka, or Wondrous Star. And she sent me a copy to add to the Nash Holos Music Library. So I thought that maybe I could get away with bending the rules a wee bit and share at least a few snippets of carols from her CD to help you get into the Christmas spirit. And also, in case you'd like to add her CD to your collection and enjoy it during the upcoming Christmas season.
Свята ніч, тиха ніч, ясність б'є від зірниць, дитинонька пресвята.
This wonderful CD back in about 2005. What prompted you to record a Christmas CD?
Well, Christmas music has always been one of my favorite kinds of music. And growing up, I remember sitting at the piano with my mother and my aunt, who are also musical, and they would sing with me all through the night. I'd always ask them to sing Christmas carols for a long, long time, and they always did, in English and mostly in Ukrainian. And so my grandfather, who came from Ukraine, he used to play in a band back there, and he played accordion, and he'd always tell us stories about playing his music, and he passed on a lot of the carols that he used to sing as a little boy back in Ukraine. So I wanted to make this Christmas CD as a gift to my grandparents.
Oh. Are they still alive?
Yes, they are. They're in their 80s, and they're doing very well.
Oh, great. And so what was their response when you recorded it?
Oh, they were thrilled. We sent some copies to our family in Ukraine who love it, and they were very touched that I wanted to have my first CD be in Ukrainian. And, yeah, it was a wonderful project.
Добрий вечір тобі, пане господарю, радуйся. Ой, радуйся, земля, син Божий народився. Добрий вечір всім вам, що живуть в цім домі, радуйся. Ой, радуйся, земля, син Божий народився. Застеляйте столи та все килимами, радуйся. Ой, радуйся, земля.
Now, you say first CD, so do you do music as a career?
Well, not as my primary career, no. I teach English as a second language, but I'm constantly performing and writing music, and so music is definitely a big part of what I do. And yes, I plan on having another CD out soon, and so I will definitely let you know.
And what music will it be?
Well, not Christmas this time. It's just going to be a Ukrainian CD of some of my favorite folk songs, mostly love songs.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd like to incorporate more English verses as well, because mostly I perform for American audiences who really enjoy the music as well. So I'd like to incorporate more of both languages. I also perform English carols, or if it's not at Christmas time, then I perform other folk songs, different styles of music, from musical theater to even sometimes Celtic songs, because I play with some musicians who come from that background. So I play a variety of music, and at my shows, I always incorporate some Ukrainian songs, and usually with some translation in the lyrics. So, yes, the crowd really loves it. I do an act as a gypsy. I have this character called Zirka, the Ukrainian gypsy, and so I play violin, and I really make it into more of a skit, and I've written a play based on her coming to America, and it's a comedy. So that's been a lot of fun, and American audiences really enjoy it.
So where are you based?
Right now I'm based in New Hampshire. Done a lot of work in Boston, New York, even Los Angeles. And I'm originally from upstate New York, so now and then I still perform there. And with my mom and my aunt as well, we just did a Ukrainian festival performance there in my hometown. And we'll be doing that next summer in Rochester, New York. I do have a couple of my songs on MySpace. If you look up Andriana Music, I have some original songs in English that I wrote. And on YouTube, there's a song I wrote called Coffee Dream. It's just a fun little song about coffee. I have a video there that goes with that. So, yeah, so you can visit those sites to hear a little bit more of my music. I really started back when I was about 4 years old. My mother's a piano teacher, and she also teaches guitar and voice, and she was always performing music, and my aunt as well sings and plays guitar. So they would be performing at our local church regularly for different events. And when I was little, I just wanted to join in, and when they were practicing, I would get right in the act and try to sing along, mm-hmm. and eventually I became part of the act. So I started singing, and then at 5 years old, I started playing violin and going to Ukrainian dance camp at Siuziupka, so the dancing was also a big part of it. And little by little, I started playing at international festivals, and my mom would be at the piano, and I would sing, and sometimes we would all sing together, and that's how it started. And then I developed a strong interest in theater later on, so during all throughout through high school and into college, I went to Boston University, and while in Boston, that's when I started doing professional theater, and most of the time it was non-musical, some were musicals, but I really was into the acting, and I did independent film and theater in New York and Los Angeles as well. And then after that, I kind of went back to the music as my primary focus. And I do a lot of local performances here in New Hampshire. There are some talented musicians and singers here that I work with. So it is a variety. Sometimes it's a Ukrainian event, but most of the time it's for American audiences and various venues.
And you try and sneak in a Ukrainian song every now and again?
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, in fact, last year I wrote a play, and I produced it at a local theater here, and it was called A Family Christmas, and it was based on my childhood. So I had a little girl playing me as when I was a little girl, and my grandfather, an actor playing him, and him telling me about his days back in Ukraine as a little boy, going caroling.
Oh.
And so it was really, really nice. Again, the audience responded very well. I had a scene where we went back in time and saw traditional Ukrainian Christmas, and I talked about all the food and, you know, the actors wore the traditional outfits, and they really enjoyed learning about it as well. So, yeah, I sneak in the Ukrainian as much as I can because it's really my favorite type of music to do.
And it's interesting that the audiences respond so well.
Yes, I think also because I have some verses in English, or I explain things, you know, before singing a song in Ukrainian, and I combine it with songs in English. But yes, they do like it. I also like to do songs in Italian and Spanish. So from the Ukrainian heritage, I've developed an interest in other cultures, mm-hmm. and other music from other places. So that's been really fun, too.
Mm-hmm.
Veselo співайте, Ісуса вітайте, Христос Бог істини, із Марії рождений, Христос Бог істини, із Марії рождений.
Much for coming on to the program. It's a beautiful album, and I'm sure that many listeners may like a copy of the CD for themselves. So where can they get one?
Well, they can go to my website, which is andriana.org. They can also order it through the Yevshan catalog at yevshan.com. The name of the CD is Wondrous Star, A Ukrainian Christmas.
Okay, so thanks again, Andriana, for joining us, and do please let us know when your next CD is out.
I certainly will. Thank you very much. It's been very nice talking with you.
And I was speaking with Andriana Gnap, a Ukrainian-American singer from New Hampshire, known to the non-Ukrainian world as Andriana Knapp, about her Christmas CD, Wondrous Star, Chudesna Zirka, and about her life and work in the world of music and entertainment. If you'd like a copy of the CD for yourself or as a Christmas gift for someone near and dear to you, or both, her website is www.andriana.org, and that's Andriana with one N, so www.ANDRIANA.org. It's also stocked at Yevshan and Amazon. And to wrap it up now, here is a sample of her version of Shchedrik, known to the non-Ukrainian world, of course, as Carol of the Bells.
Будеш мати мир, попрощай в тебе, жінка, чоловік.